Okay. Now, I want to make a few additions to Musaf, and then I'd like to have some more important issues, okay? Musaf Shabbos. Now, the Ram says over here in Mem Aleph, Hishtivon lahakiv korban b'chol yoyim ha-Shabbos, noisif al tomid shel yoyim shall call you. So somehow there's some relationship. That's why it's called Musaf. It's in addition to. Okay. And you would have assumed from the Nusach that there's some tziruf between the Musaf and the Tmidim, even though the Tmidim are not makiv in the Musaf, and the Musaf are not makiv in the Tmidim. The Ram says in Hilchos Tmidim Musaf, in Periches Alachachov, HaTmidim ain't a makvin as musafim, v'lo musafim makvin as HaTmidim, v'lo musafim makvin zeh, v'lo minyan oil is kulun ma'akiv. That's point number one, that's the relationship, and the chiddush is not ma'akiv, okay? And the relationship itself, you can prove, v'lo menochah is mem tesman aleph, boy minei rabchir bar oven, merabchizda, Tzibur she'en lehen tmidim u'musafim eimehen koidim. Which one's first? Heichidomi. Ilem a tmidim diyume u'musafim diyume pshita tmidim adife. Dahavulu tode u'makudish. The question is, how do the tmidim become makudish? So because of the Musafim, the whole day there's some relationship, and the Tmidim also become Makudish. So I heard from the Gob, it's a very strange thing. And L'cheira, that's the reason why in Musafim, when we daven, we say, Mavad Eilas HaTomid, Uvniska. That's what it says in the Pasuk also. Because there's some relationship. It's basically Moisaf. Noisaf. Okay, and the chiddush is that it's not likuba. This ina noisa.
How do you say the makudish? How do you say that tomis makudish and elusa?
The question is, why is tomi per se is not makudish? So it's certainly tadir, but why is it makudish? So the assumption is because, and the musaf is only makudish. So you have to ask yourself, how it becomes makudish? Is it the musaf itself? Is it Tushayim? What exactly is happening over here? I think the Rav assumed that it was the Musaf, and you have to really evaluate if that's correct. Okay? Now, then he says, the Ram says like this. He says, "Von the Hakiv Korban b'chol yoyim, a Shabbos noisav al atomid, shall kol yoyim." He doesn't mention only when he quotes the pasuk. He mentions the number of kvasim, but in the nusach there's no mention of anything. And he writes it stam l'hakiv korban b'chol yoyim a Shabbos noisav al atomid. So the etzem mitzvah is a sofas korban al atomid. And the mitzvah korbonis is not mika mitzvah. And the minyan korb musaf, that's the emes, is the Ram pasuk, like that's not likuva. Because the Ram says, v'loi ha-musaf, and that Ram that I read before, lo ha-musaf ma'akiv zeh, v'lo minyan ha-oilis, kula ma'akiv. Okay, now I want to go back to what I was talking about before. And then we'll see. We mentioned that there's no tzivui by Musaf of Shabbos. It's just basically some type of story telling us what one is makriv on Shabbos. But however, there's no tzivui at all. And mitzvahs have tzivuyim. So And the Ram clearly says over here, he calls it Am'amah. And then he calls it a tzivud. So, a priori, you could have imagined there's a tzivud at the end of the whole Seder Musafim, Eile Tasu Hashem B'moadechem, Levad Minidrechem V'Seichem V'chulei, B'amid Bo Choftes Posek Lamates, Ve'eile Tasu Hashem B'moadechem, was a tzivud on the whole parasha. We have to understand what this means, and amidst Hashem, I'm going to do two other Musafim soon. I'm going to do Musaf Korban Pesach and Musaf Sukkot, that we Mem Gimel and Nun, to try to understand this. But first, I'd like to finish this. I think we discussed last week, we discussed whether it's oilois or not oilois is part of the mitzvah, the way it's presented here in the in Sefer Mitzvah, as opposed to Mishneh Torah. Mishneh Torah does talk about oilois. Okay. I'd like to talk about something even I think is more interesting. I'd like to talk about something which, you know, I can't say I ever thought about before, but I started thinking about it. I think it's an amazing issue. See, normally, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah formulates the mitzvah saseh, in most cases, in the halachas besides the poter mitzvahs. Okay? Mitzvah saseh, the koskrish, mitzvah saseh, whatever it is, okay? But dovah is a mitzvah saseh, correct? If you look at Tmid Musafin, you'll find him saying the mitzvah say, when we come to Minchas Oimer, he'll say the mitzvah say when it comes to Sfiris Oimer. He'll say the mitzvah say when it comes to the Korban Tomid, okay, the Tmidim. But in all the Musafim, he doesn't make a note that is a mitzvah say. Okay? So, okay? Then I began to ask myself, what is the Ram doing in Mishneh Torah, and when does he actually say it's a mitzvah say, and what exactly happens here? Okay? So, my first point, okay, and that I know, I think that's correct. The question is, what to do further? I personally think, and I've gone through this, I'll tell you what I did, that any time something is a shirana, the Rambam in Mishneh Torah will not say mitzaseh. Okay? And I'll give you a short list, just to, and I think this is like an eye-opener, correct?
That's amazing.
Okay, good, correct. So, you look, for example, in Hilchos Nedarim, you won't find Mitzvah Seh V'Afos Nedarim. Remember, Nedarim was the first Shirana in Tzadi Hei. And you look at the Mitzvahs of Tumah, all the Halachas of Tumah, there's not one time that it says Mitzvah. Okay?
Shomrim?
1 second, we'll see, we'll go through one at a time. It doesn't say. Okay, it does say there's a mitzvah from Hekem Mitzera, okay, and Tairus HaMitzera, but the mitzvahs that we understand in Tumah are just not there, only the Pratei Mitzvahs. If you look in Hilchos Mechira, the whole discussion about Mekru Memka, which is a mitzvah, not there. Avodim, not there. Niske Momon, not there. Schiris, not there. Shel Pikodet, not there. Toivinita, not there. Nachles, not there. So that's just general, you know, you get general in this kimom, you can have shore, bow, and everything, right? Not there. Okay. Now, there is a problem with this, okay? Sorry, they're just putting the wedding here. There is a problem with this, okay? The problem is that when it comes to the mitzvah from Havdalah, from Simone Tuma in Behemah Tmeya, okay, and in Chagovim, and Dogim, and Oifes, okay, the Ram calls it a Shrana, that you see in Kuf Memtes, Kuf Nun, Kuf Nun Aleph, Kuf Nun Beis, and he clearly goes in the Kuf Nun Beis that it's all a Shrana, okay? So, and there he starts opens the Machosu's Mitzaseh, Lahavdil, okay? So frankly, I'm not bothered by that. It's an amazing problem, okay? The Ram says in Perek Aleph, Lukas Malchus Aloch Aleph, Mitzaseh Leida Simonim Shem Avdilin Bohen, Bein Behemo, V'chaye V'oif, V'dogim, V'shenema V'yivdaltim Bein Behemo Atmoteo Atmeo. So the Ram's Mashmid is changed as far as these four and made it to a bona fide tzibur in Amalna. So that's why he might quote it. Okay. Now, okay, so that I know. I think that's very nice and very interesting. So is the answer for Musafir, right? So let me go further, okay? Let me just do two things. Let's now finish with Musafir and let's see if we have an idea about it. That itself, I think, is a very important observation. Okay? And it shows, if it's correct, how perturbed the Rambam was with this new idea, what he's formulated. Correct? He's formulated a new idea that somehow parshas in the Torah, which the Torah talk about, which have no tzivui, basically violating the whole Sherish Ches, come into Minyan HaMitzvos. And somehow, when he's formulated the halachas, he doesn't mention them. Just in the Pratei Mitzvah in the beginning. This is something, you know, it's certainly, you know, the observation, if I didn't say anything, is amazing. Okay? Now, let's see Mem Gimel and Nun. Okay? Mem Gimel is like this. Hish is Yvon Lakiv Korban Noisiv Al Tomit Kol Shiva Shimea Pesach V'zehu Musaf Chag HaMatzis V'omo Yis'ale Shivas Yomim Takrivu Isha Lashem. Here is a problem which I have no clue what to do with, but you have to accept the fact that the Rambam did it. Okay? This pasuk, if you open up the Torah, okay, was not formulated by Pesach, but was formulated by Musaf, by Sukkos. Okay? So the Rambam quotes the pasuk by Sukkos, Shivas Yomim Takrivu Isha Lashem, by Pesach. Okay? It is what it is. Okay? But whatever it is, then you really have, okay, correct? Okay. No, that's a fact. Okay? He does it also in the Minyan HaKotzer. Okay? I'm not sure. Okay? He does it in the Minyan HaKotzer. So, you know, it's not like, you know, lightning struck twice. It's an amazing problem. I have no clue. Okay? But the fact is a fact. Okay? So, now the next step. So, what happens now with Musaf Sukkos? What's he going to do? I'm not explaining it. I don't know if he had different tailor. I'm not sure exactly what happened. How he did this, I don't know. Okay? But the question is, so what's the mitzvah by Musaf of Sukkos, correct? So let's go now to Nun. Okay? That's fair? Everything's fair, correct? He shetzivonu lahakiv korban Musaf bimei chag Sukkos. So what's he talking about? The first day Sukkos? Or the whole Yontif. So Chayyim is talking about the whole Yontif. He says, Bimei Hagasukas. That's in the plural, correct? Then he says, what is the source for this? Wo amre yis ale vikraftim oile ishe reach nichoyach lashem. Okay? Vizehu musav achag. This posik, okay, ishe reach, I'm quoting Lashem because that's the way it is in the award. I think a kapach only has vikraftim oile ishe reach nichoyach or something like that. He has mechule. However, in you see, mechule might save it. You understand, okay? But in Oxford, it says v'grafdim oilo ishe reich nichoyach l'Hashem. Okay. So the question is really, when he mentions mechule, is referring to all, everything mentioned, the second day, the third day, the fourth day, the fifth day, the sixth day, the seventh day. Okay. And the truth is, in each one of them, there's no tzivui. There's only tzivui at the end, which the Rambam has extrapolated and put it to Pesach. Okay. So what I would have assumed is that the tzivui is at the end of the parasha from Eilatasu, b'mo'adechem. Okay. So I'm only wondering if that's the case. Okay. So Eilatasu, b'mo'adechem refers to each parasha, and you're ending up making up mitzvahs and splitting it up because of inyonim. And the question is, can you do that? How do you count the same word, Eilatasu, as Kama Mitzvahs? So this, as I pointed out last week, he would have accepted Rav Sadi Goyin, that it's really one mitzvah. And that's what Rav Sadi Goyin and the Bahag are formulating in Sheresh Yud Gimel. Okay? But the Rambam denies that. So what does that mean? That every time, you see, if there would have been separate sivuyims, you could ask, is it one in you put it all together or not? But if you don't have separate sivuyim, it becomes very odd that you make it, unless the same way we said by Taza, if you remember, by Leket Shechopeya, the Torah only says Tazav, Tazav Oysom, and the Ram counts this Tazav Oysom as four mitzvahs. Because we first the four separate inyanim. But we thought then that it might not be because of that, but it might have been for a different reason. What? It might have been because the Torah says Lavan de Tulase. Okay? See.
It's about Missouri, so not to.
What?
The Baal HaMisayrus.
Yeah, I understand. The Baal HaMisayrus is saying Lav Niklasei. And saying a Lav Niklasei means to say that there is a mitzvah say. So this is really a problem. And the question is how to deal with it. But if basically what's happening is you have a tzivui, which really is one, and you're counting it many times, you have to ask yourself how and when you can do that, okay? And I was wondering, the Rambam might not, in Minyan HaMitzvah, in Mishnah Torah, also quote such a mitzvah. And the question is, I don't understand what's going on. I understood Shirana, because it's not a real tzivui. But here, it is a bona fide tzivui. And it's just that you say a tzivui, and you machalik it to many mitzvahs, l'chayla, there's no reason at all not to say mitzvah say. Okay? And we have no clue over here. Okay? Okay. So, Rav Sadi, going the way he quotes it very simply. Ukfias b'shabosos. There's a few words missing. V'roshichadoshi v'achagim v'chule kfisha choyva aleinu kibabur min hapiska v'yoyim haShabbos sheni v'goyima atzoyf pashas hachagim. So it's all one thing, and maybe the Eil Tassu goes in everything, and it's one mitzvah. So this is a very, very odd thing, but I thought that I should present the whole issue to you, that you should be able to understand the confusion of it. Correct? But I think, independent of everything, this observation that the Ram doesn't quote mitzvah saying shirano just shows how the Rambam was in a quagmire. In a certain sense, in his ready to say afar is nedolim, because the Torah has a parasha for it, is a mitzvah, okay? But there's no tzivui, and he's not sure exactly how to deal with it. We don't know how it works with Sherish Ches. Okay? That's the problem, okay? Now, as you asked, we'll go back to Mitzvah Zion. And then in Mitzvah Shem, next week, you know, depending upon what the situation is, Lineda will go to Chavite Kohen Gadol and onwards. Okay? Zayin. Va'mitzvah shvi'is hi shetzivonu lishtaba bishmo yis'ale. Okay? Kishi yitztarech. We'll get to what yitztarech. We'll start one thing at a time. Bishmo yis'ale. So, the question is, when you talk about Shmo Yisale, you're supposed to take a Shvua, and we'll see later that it's not Ki'ilu, a mitzvah, to take a Shvua B'Shem Hashem. Okay? The mitzvah is when you're supposed to take a Shvua, okay, and you decide you're going to take a Shvua, not to pay or whatever it is, and you decide to take a Shvua, if you're going to take that Shvua, the mitzvah is to take it with Hashem. But it's not Kila's mitzvah going around taking Shavuos with Hashem. Okay? Okay. I just want to know, okay, correct? This idea, okay, that you have to, this idea that you need a Shem, what defines the Shem? Is the Shem Miuchod? Shem Hashem in the Mechokim? Or is Kinui enough? Okay? So, what I want to do to you is a priori prove to you that Kinui is enough, Rachum v'chanun, but I want to ask you a question. I don't understand why it should be so. Okay? 100% I don't understand. The Rambam, in Perek Tes, you'll see, for example, this, the Rambam says, Kirshitztarech and Kiyashvur Beisatzorch Mitzvi, okay? And Perik Yud Aleph, Aloch Ches and Tes, Ushvus the Dayonim, Bein Shois of Shotero, Shos Seifrim, Bein Tainis Vade, Bein Tainis Sofik, Hanishboich is Sefer Tero, Vuchule, Ketzad Mipiv, Going Shioima Hareni Nishba Bahashem, Bavai Elokei Israel, O Bemi Sheshmo Chanun, O Bemi Sheshmo Rachum, Sheino Chayiv Lezeklum. Okay, so it's very clear that Kinuim are good enough. And also, if you look in the Gemara Shavuos, which the Rambam is going to quote later, or something similar to Gemara Shavuos, and I'm going to have it based, the sign of Chanina ben Yidi, Oymer, Hoyl v'yomu Teira, Hishova, v'al Yishov, al Tishova, some of the Torah said, do take a Shavua, and some of the Torah said, don't take a Shavua. Kalil v'al Tekalil, some of the Torah said, Kalil and not to be Kalil. Ma, Hishova, B'Shem, af lo Sishova, B'Shem. The mitzvah is B'Shem, and the Ashola is also B'Shem. Okay? And Shavuos Bitui, which he's referring to, is also enough with a Kinui. Dram Perik Beis, Lerosh Shavuos, Alach HaBeis. echad nishba o sheish biu ache b'shem miyuchad o bi echo min haknuyim kol shenishba shenishba b'mi sheshmo chanun mi sheshmo rachun mi sheshmo erech hapayim ukiyetz ben b'chol losh now he's a shvur gemura. Okay, this is all very nice. It's very clear that the Shem over here is even kinui. Okay, I have the following problem. Because the Rambam in Mishneh Torah tries to explain what the mitzvah is all about. And I thought, at least if the explanation would have halachic ramifications, we understand what he's talking about. And what does he say there? He says the following. In Perek Yud Aleph, Halacha Aleph, Shashvua, explaining why there's a mitzvah of the Bishmoi of Shavua, Shashvua Bishmo Hagodol VaKodesh. When you talk about the Shmo Hagodol VaKodesh, who are we talking about? Excuse me, what are we referring to? What?
Not
Kinoi, and not even Sam. It's Shem Avaya, correct? Midalki Avaydihi Vahodo. He Vahodo VaKodesh. The Kiddush Godol, who Lishava Bishmoy. So, if that's the pshat, I just don't get the whole thing. So, you know, it was like a letdown, excuse me. But I think the question is a fair question. Okay? No, you can say over here he doesn't have it, you know, whatever. Okay, but say, okay? Now, the next word, and this is going to be very important. He says, Kishihitztarech L'kayim dovo Me'advorim o lachishay. Okay. Now here is a very, very important question. You could have had a different word here. The word over here says it's tzorch. It's he finds a necessity to do it. Okay. A need to do it. Not even a necessity. A need. There's a need where this shvua is fulfilling. Okay. Now, in Mishneh Torah, and we'll explain this later, I'll just say, you get the impression it's only Shavuos HaDayanim. And that's not only a need, there's basically a chiyuv, because you have to, they mashpia you, you have to swear, or you have to pay up, correct? What I want to do is read this fast and get... He does say, let me just say this fast, ki bezeh hagdula l'shem yis'al v'kovah v'ilui, but here you could have said the gdula is takodesh bochu. Not to the Shema God of HaKadosh. There's nothing here to say you need a Shema Yuchad. V'omu Yisale u'bishmo tishoveya. V'beya omu, we'll come back to this, believe that, omu teira hishova bishmoi v'omu teira al tishova. What's the name of kikamo hashvu she'eno tzricha ato muzir mimeno? It's just the opposite. It's like a symmetrical thing. It's the parallel, you know, the mirror image. When loitzorich, a shvur she'enotzorich is referring to loitzorich samach beis, shvur shav, a shvur which has no purpose, okay? That's a loitzaseh. Kein a shvur be'es hatzorich mitzuvabo. Okay? V'hi mitzaseh. And he's proving from the loit, he shava. Omer ter he shava, it's a tzivui. The tzivui. Okay? Okay. Now, I'm skipping this in the middle, which I want to come back to in a second. Then he says at the end the following. I'm skipping a whole peggy. He says at the end and V'hine omroi b'perik rishon mitmura minayish nishboyim l'kayim es ha-mitzvah shneem u'shmot ishaveya. So the question is, what the heck? Why is he interested in shvur l'kayim es ha-mitzvah over here? And l'cheira u'shmot ishaveya, he's proving something about the mitzvah, correct? Now, just to add another aspect to the oddity going on over here, if you look in Mishneh Torah, you have the following. He says in Perek Yud Aleph, Alocha Aleph. Kach mitzvahs aseh shishova mishis chayiv shvur bebezdin b'shem. And in the Prote mitzvah he says, v'chein b'prote, he says like this, lishova b'shmo be'emes. Do you talk about that in nishma l'kayimus ha-mitzvahs? And if you look at Aloha Gimel there, he says, Umutta lo'odam lishova al mitzvah. Okay, so I want to tell you something. The Rambam changed the nusach of the mitzvah from Sefer Mitzvahs to Mishneh Torah. In Sefer Mitzvahs, it's tzerech, kishi it's tarech. I have a tzerech to mezarez myself to mekayim mitzvahs. So under that umbrella, you could put also nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah. However, if you say that the mitzvah is nishba be'emes or chiyuv, not tzorich, then the best you can do in nishba l'kayim es ha-mitzvah, it's mutter, you don't violate any. So the Rambam is metachal v'adiktuk over here. He talks about here in Sefer Mitzvahs, it's tarech, and in Mishneh Torah it's chiyuv, and in Prote Mitzvahs it's be'emes. And that's what he says very clearly. Keshen is sheyishova mi sheneschayiv kach mitzvahs asei sheyishova mi sheneschayiv shvur bebezdin b'shem. It's mamash very beduik, and every word is beautiful. And that's why over here Yitzchak, he has, and he changed his mind about nishma l'kayimus ha-mitzvahs. Okay? Now I'm going to fill in the gap, okay? I just thought because you can't appreciate Yitzchak without pulling to the end, okay? Continue? Okay, now we'll try to finish this. Now. Kain Ashvur Bezen Soch Mitzuvavo Bimitzase Ulchain Eino Mutter. Okay? And I think in Kapach he has his also, correct? After Bimitzase, correct? He says also. Okay? So what he's saying, so what he's saying over here is the Ram saying that there's an Issa Aseh, not only is a Mitzvah Aseh, but there's an Issa Aseh. Lishova. Now here's a very, very important thing, okay? Lishova bedova mikol nivroim. Mikol ha-nivroim. So I'm not sure if it's anything, and then he says, k'mo ha-malochim v'keichovim. Which the Ram talks about, they have a nefesh, and you say that the Ram has kechovim and malochim in a separate category. Whatever he has. I'm not sure how far he's going. I would assume since it says kegoyim, it's anything. I just discussing the possibility might be only these. Whatever, but it's nivroyim, correct? Is it because he believes that they're God? Or it's independent of that? Does he have given them a deity? Giving them divine power? Okay, we'll see about that also, correct? Only the moment a priori, there's nothing here about divine powers, okay? Ki'im, it's also ki'im outside chison anismach. What's chison anismach? What you call in English, I think if you took grammar in English, it's called elliptical construction. Elliptical construction, when you leave something out at the end of a sentence and it's assumed and it's not mentioned. Okay? Kagon Shioima Be'emunas, and I think is Kapach is better, Bamitas Hashemesh. Okay? He says Amitas Hashemesh. What does he mean? Vuyirze Bamitas Adoin Hashemesh, which is God. Okay? Our people in Moshe, B'Shem Moshe Rabbeinu, which is not in the text, but it's in the Arabic, okay? Not in the Dfus. But since it's in the Arabic, I decided I should put this in. Okay? It's in the Ksav Yad, both in Kapach and in Ksav Yad Oxford, in Bloch, okay? V'zeh Yadua. This Yadua is not in Kapach, but there's something like that in the meaning. Shanishba Yitzaloyma, we know, or the assumption is, that the person meant to say, Belokei Moshe. O B'misha Shalach Moshe. U'kemoishe lo yitz. Okay, good. Now, okay, can I stop for a second? I just want to know one thing. This person who says Elokei Moshe, he doesn't say Elokei Moshe, he says Moshe Rabbeinu. Or he says Amitas Hashemesh. Is he Mekayim the mitzvah?
He just doesn't have an Issa.
Doesn't have an Issa. If you look over here carefully, he's just saying you don't have an Issa. So it's a big bichidish. If I say Rachum and Chanun, okay. Rachum v'chanun, which is a reference to God, but it's an explicit reference, even though it's really not saying God, is a mitzvah. Correct? But if I say and I leave it in elliptical construction, okay, there's no mitzvah, there's just no Issa. Okay? That's what he says also, without that, Nivra. And then he says, however, there's no Issa in this case.
Is that because it's ambiguous? Or?
No, because he meant, the problem is, we'll see, the problem is because he's referring to Nivra. And it's the problem is the Isasei. He's trying to say not over the Isasei. Because if you mean something about the Nivra, then it's an Isasei. And what I'm saying over here, if you say with elliptical construction, and it's clear you don't mean the Nivra, there's no Isase. Correct? Now, next. Here becomes very interesting. Now here, this Gisa is a disaster. The one in Tfus. Ukmo shlo yechaven anishba zeh. It's not ukmo shlo yechaven anishba zeh. The whole thing is turned around. Avo kushein anishba zeh became. It's not ukmo. It's just if the person who's nishba has the opposite intent, he doesn't have elliptical construction in mind. V'nishma b'echem nevroim v'usever. You know what the sever is in the Arabic over here? It's the atakada. It's the same word to Ram as a day that he's convinced that there's something. He has the same way he's supposed to. What the Ram talks about believing in God, it's really not believing in God, it's knowing the existence of God. He believes, he knows there's something special over here, okay? Tugam has done an amazing thing over here. The Shem Shamayim and Dova Acher in Sefer Mitzvahs is very different than Mishneh Torah. The Shem Shamayim, okay? The Shem Shamayim in Mishneh Torah is I swear there's a shvua to the Eibeshet HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's also a shvua, and I say what Tosis quotes in Bechoris to the saints. Akedeshim, okay? Or God and somebody else, okay? That Shem Shamayim Adovacha, that's why it's a Mishneh Torah. Here, he doesn't mention it with somebody else. Mitzatev Shem Shamayim im Dova Acher, the Ram learns the Etzem Shvur in Dova Acher is a problem.
With no Shem Shamayim.
With no, no, but with a Shem, with a Nivra. Okay, now what's he have in mind? Because you have to keep in mind, and some Achrenim compare the two, but I think it's a mistake. Okay? You look in Loisase, you Dalid. He shis anu mishova babudzora bafilul yodeho. To they required to make a shvua to this shed this getchka. V'chein lo yashbiu oisom bo kmo shibiru lonu biomrom lo si sashbia lagoy biyrosu omo yisale v'shem Elohim achim lo saskiru shol tashbia lagoy biyrosu. Okay. Now I'm skipping a few lines. Ve'oive alav ze klema sheishova bedova min anivroyos sheyachshivu. What sheyachshivu? That's the same word in Arabic. The atakad. He has a firm belief. Bohem hatoyim hoelohus outside Abdullah. Here he thinks they're God. If he thinks that they're a deity and he's nishba in it, then there's a lav of Shem Elohim. Achein lo saskiru. Okay? Lo yishom apicha. Okay? This is not what we're talking about here. Okay? And I will explain to you what I mean. Okay? You see the difference between the two. I found Achein himself, I'm not going to mention who or what, they say there's an asein lo yisaseh. That's what's going on. This is an asalur. The Ram's not talking about a deity over here. There is something very important over here. The Ram says in the beginning, you say the Atera, that there is nothing besides when he talks about Nuch Hashem Elokecha. There's nothing besides God that has amitas batzmusai. Everything, the existence. The existential existence of any creation is in as much as the creator. Okay? What he's doing, shvua means in something which has independent existence, amitas ba'atzmusai. Okay? So what he's saying is this nivra has amitas ba'atzmusai. He's not deifying it. He's just saying its existence is independent of God. That's not avodah zara. But the nishba, by taking a shvua in it, he's giving it that aspect of an independent existence of amitas. That's why if you look over here, he's talking about amitas. Okay? And that's kekol anishba. That's why the isa avodah zara. In Yudalid, the Ram quotes the Nuchas Avodah Zara. This he quotes the Nuchas Shvus. This is not Nisa Avodah Zara. Okay? So that's the Chiddush in certain issues. In certain cases, there's no Isa. If it's elliptical construction, it's a reference to a deity. But if he meant non-elliptical construction, it means he's saying that Be'etzem, he intellectually holds that there is amitas batzmusai, then it's nekem and oil. That is what the Ram is saying here. He's saying mishtatev shel shemayim dova acher. He's giving it some type of something which we would normally limit to a deity, but he's not giving it godlike attributes. Okay. Now, next. Okay. Let's now listen to this. In Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Ikar Tzivui, Perek Beis, Hilchos Avodah Zarah, Halacha Aleph. Ikar Tzivui, Avodah Zarah, Shelo Lavo in Echod Mikol Abruim, Loi Malach, Loi Galgo, Loi Kecha, Loi Echa Me'abo, Yisraelis, Loi Echod Mikol Anivroim Behem, Mehen. But that is that the thing has deity. Okay? And that's your Dalit. Here, he just said, Amitas HaShemesh. He's not serving God. He's not calling the Shemesh God. He's just saying it has its own independent existence. And that's the problem. Now, there is a problem here. And L'chir, what the Rambam is trying to do, why is he going out of his way to make this Shvua have something to do with a deity, but not complete? It has some aspects of a deity, but it's not an Avodah Zarah. Okay? Why is he working so hard to do that? Okay? The answer, Rabbeisai, in the Nekim of the Olam, the Gemara quotes the Pasuk. For call Hamishtatev Shem Shemayim v'Dovacha Nekem Re'olam Bilti LaShem Levadoi. It's basically a pasuk which is formulated above the Zohar. Zoveich L'Elohim Yochom Bilti LaShem Levadoi. And the Ram learned that there's certain Bilti LaShem Levadoi, which is Avodah Zarah. That's what the Ram quotes in Luchas Avodah Zarah, that the Avodas of Kedalkoi is even also by Makulis, that I'm not allowed to be Zeveach, I'm not allowed to be Makti Zorek, right? And Mishtachaveh. Okay. However, there's some aspects of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which we know from Perek Aleph, of Hilchos Yisrael De'Atera, Aloha Aleph, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam of existence is independent of the creation. And the creation's existence is only in as much as God exists. That's what he says in Perek Aleph, Halacha Aleph. Okay? Okay, so he's saying over here, that in Shvua, he's saying this Bria has some aspects which we usually refer to as a deity. That's a chesona bilti l'Hashem levadoi. Okay. What the Ram does in Mishneh Torah is he falls off this. Okay? And the Ram is Mishtatev Shem Shamayim V'Dova Acher means a Shvua with God and something else. And it's the fact that I compare God to something else and I equate God with something else, that's the problem. But maybe it's a Kol Shekein if I have a Shvua in something else that would be a problem. Okay? But the Ram saying the Nekem and Olam is even in the case that the Ram has three halachas. Perek Aleph halacha Aleph is the mitzvah. Perek Aleph halacha Beis is the Isa of Shem Shemayim Adov Acher. And halacha Gimel is a heter. Nishmal Kaim is a mitzvah. It's a very different setup. Both halacha Beis and halacha Gimel. And even Halacha Aleph are different over here. Halacha Aleph is different. That there it's talking about a Chiyuv Shvua of Bezdin, and here it's talking about a Tzorech. Halacha Beis is different because over here the Mishtatev Shem Shemayim Adov Acher is just the pure the nishba in a nivra and giving it a mitzvah bats musay, and in Mishneh Torah it's even in a case where Shem Shemayim v'dov acher. Okay, the truth is the Gemara in Sukkah would support that because Yovel Lachom is Beach, and the Ram doesn't quote, and you get the impression over there just talk about Shem Shemayim v'dov acher in the same breath is a problem. You get the impression that's why the Rav Yisrael say for Rav Chaim that Rav Chaim didn't like the thing of Moshe and the Rebbe Lishon. One of the things we sing, that thing I just didn't even know because I never sing, because they're talking about the Rebbe Lishon, right? You can't mention the Rebbe Lishon. That's the BP Kalem.
Moshe Mr. Hashemesh?
Yeah, no, not Moshe Mr. Hashemesh. You talk about the Moshe Ben Amram and Kodesh Boch or something. And one of the things, what? What? Ain't Ka Hashem, ain't the Ben Amram. So this Rav Chaim holds a problem with Gemara Sukkah. The interesting thing, the Ram doesn't quote this whole business. He only quotes it by Shavuah. How does it look in the Gemara as a definition? Okay? But here is what we have over here. Now there's another question. Once you accept what he says in Mishneh Torah, when Elisha said, you see, it's very strange, the Radvaz is talking about the Isha, and she had such a shvua, and so it was Isha, she was just overcome emotionally. But the truth is, you find the Tanachim by Elisha. The Elisha says, Chai Hashem v'chai nafshecha. It's a shvua in the Rabbi Yisraelim and in Eliyahu. So what's the scoop? And what was the heter? Mishtatash Nekam and Oilam. They can't say this by Elisha. So I'll tell you what I said. I must have said this 30, 35 years ago. I was only Sanhedrin. I saw from my notes. Okay. I was only wondering, okay, in the Shem Shemayim, the Dova Acher, okay, is it stam that I say a shvur of Shem Shemayim, Dova Acher, or it's a case that would have been a mitzvah, only in the case with the mitzvah, the Shavah Bakodesh Baruch Hu, and I discharge the obligation and I say Shem Shemayim, Dova Acher. So that is the problem. Because what these are saying is because I should have used the Kodesh Baruch Hu's name by itself. In other words, what's the Isa saying? It's just I'm saying a shvur with a nivra, or it's a shvur based on tzarech, and I'm flipping it. Okay?
Replacing a sham with something else.
Yeah, yeah. If you're ready to say, if you're ready to say that it's only in a case where there's a mitzvah, then all the kashas in Tanakh of Chai Hashem v'Chai Nafshecha fall off by the wayside. Okay? Okay, this, I think, will be enough for this. So, Mitz Hashem, next week, Rineda will pick up Chavit HaKohen Gadol and onwards. Say that.